All right, let's go to the KRDL Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Sonny Smaldino, is joining us right now with Colorado Springs Fire Department. Sonny, good morning to you. It was a busy weekend over the weekend, wasn't it?
It really has. You know, unfortunately, we had a fatal fire on Friday, which is never anything that those of us, especially in the prevention side of fire, is, you know, not easy to take. And so that just kind of hits home. And then having another home fire that resulted in a child being injured as well, those things really kind of perk up our interest of what we need to continue to push out into the community and really talk about, because it does happen.
And
you never know when it's going to happen.
No doubt. Without going into details, you know, were any of the fires preventable as far as preventing death?
Well, you know, that's difficult to say because we don't know what the investigations are going to yield out of what those causes were. But, you know, the common causes of fire around our community have been the same for a long time, and that's us humans, right? It's men, women, and children. And we definitely need to pay attention, but also the importance of having that plan. If you hear a smoke alarm and making sure that smoke alarm is working, like we talked about this week or last week, the importance of that, but also knowing where you're going to go.
Yeah, no doubt.
You need to react.
No doubt. You know, the home fire safety is so important. And I always wonder what you tell people, you know, if they hear a smoke alarm in the middle of the night. Just assume there's a fire, right? Because some of the danger is to just sort of get out of bed and inhale some of those dangerous toxic fumes.
It is, and it's that, oh, let me get this, let me grab that, I need to make sure I have this. It's, if you hear the alarm, you get out, and then leave it to us to, you know, go searching for any of the things that you may need, but also make sure that there's no danger. And I think a lot of people just get, you know, oh, it's just a smoke alarm, the battery must be low.
Yeah.
Or it must be, you know, something else. Or it's my neighbor burnt the popcorn again. Don't make any assumptions, because we want people to react. And that's the thing that we need people to remember is, even if you think it's a nuisance alarm, let us come check that out. That's what we do. It's, you know, that is what our firefighters are out there to do, is to protect you and reassure that everything's going to be okay. And they'd rather come out and check that nuisance alarm than have a fire where somebody gets injured or dies. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. And what is the service charge for that? For
zero.
Zero. Okay. So you won't be charged anything. So just call them, and that's what the fire department is there for. But really, realistically, having a plan is the most important thing. So if the alarm goes off in the middle of the night, tell the kids, a wife or whoever, here's what we're going to do. If it goes off, do not stand immediately straight up or whatever. Just having a plan ahead of time is the easiest way to prevent injury, right?
Absolutely, and it's practicing the plan. You know, our kids are the best at it. They practice their plan at school once a month when they're in school. They know exactly what to do, but they go home and they say, "Ms. Smaldino, I don't know what we're supposed to do." So, but I know what I do at school because they practice it all the time. It's that muscle memory. So we really want to make sure that everybody, regardless of your living situation, that you have practice and you know what you're going to do. And we have a lot of people say, "Well, you know, I'm not able to walk. I'm wheelchair bound, or I have some other disability where I cannot go down the stairs." Well, you need to have a different plan for you. And that is making sure that you've let 911 know where you're located in your said home and or building or apartment. And that is what we want to make sure that we go and we know where you're going to be if you're completely unable to get out of your home. Those are things that are really important, and everybody's plan is going to be different. You're not going to have the same one as your neighbor.
Yeah.
You're not going to have the same emergency plan as, you know, somebody down the street or in a different kind of a building. So you really do have to practice that. And if you live in more than one place, you need to practice that too. You need to practice it at work too, people. We got to keep on top of that, because you just never know when and where it's going to happen. And we'd really like to, you know, slow this streak down that we're having. This weekend was very, very busy.
And you need to have sometimes some special equipment, because a lot of people are sleeping on upper floors, upper story floors.
Absolutely. And those are things to look at. There's some unique products out on the market. Make sure that it's a UL tested and, you know, kind of approved thing. And you've got some comfort level with whatever product you're getting, be it a ladder or anything else. Those are really important things to do. If you have older children and you can teach them how to use that window. I know a lot of parents say, "Well, I don't want my kids sneaking out." We've got these really cool things called security cameras now that we didn't have back in the day, where our parents, I'm sure, would have loved to have watched us jump out that window, go find our friends. But making sure that you are thinking through your plan for your family and what works, and practicing and training on anything you put in your home.
Yeah. don't want to bury the headline, should probably ask this first, but do you have anything on the grass fire out near the airport at all?
We don't have anything new other than that we've got that perimeter around there, okay. Not disrupting any airport operations at this time. So, you know, another reminder that it can be any time that we're going to have any kind of size of fire. And yeah. Especially a lot of people don't assume that it's going to happen in March. And here we are, we're in March, and we have a lot of dry grass around. And that is a big concern because that grass, you know, those grass areas just go really quick.
Yeah, man, it was so smoky yesterday. I mean, I remember driving towards the east. And I was like, wow, that seems pretty serious. I mean,
absolutely. And it's one of those that we hope that, you know, it's unfortunate, but we see the people paying attention more when there's smoke in the air. So if that's what we got to use, well, I would like everybody to get on their phone and their computer and get signed up for peak alerts at peakalerts.org and get notified. Because if you don't know what's happening, you don't know what you need to be doing. So again, we can't stress that enough. We definitely need those signups so that we can keep you in the know for sure.
And fire departments speak ease. That means if you had a perimeter, that means you've got it pretty much contained. Nothing will go outside that perimeter, hopefully, right?
We hope not, and there's no guarantees. The wind is going to, you know, not be our friend. It never is in any fire. So hoping today we get some, you know, good handle on that and get a little bit more, you know, some more eyes on that, a little less smoke. So hopefully everything is going to go well, and I have every faith in our firefighters out there knowing what they're doing and really keeping a handle on that.
No doubt. Sunny, thanks for the time as always. We look forward to the next one.
Have a great week.